Cardinals running, the most important line, and streaming championships. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Riding the crest of its first perfect regular season since 2005, the Cardinals of Muskegon Orchard View entered the 2019 MHSAA football playoffs this week as one of the teams to watch in Division IV. After winning the Lakes 8 title, Orchard View capped that perfect regular season last Friday with a 32-20 win over North Muskegon and will certainly be tested by an 8-1 Sparta team this week. Junior quarterback Owen Swanson has the Cardinals mastering again what those teams of 15 years ago did so well, and that's run the ball.
He's a mature kid, and he had questions about it. He wondered, and I don't blame him one bit because it's a totally different animal than what he had. But you can see him buying in because he likes winning, and he's an unselfish football player. And you can really see that he gets the idea that we get more kids involved and everybody involved, we're successful.
First-year coach, Fred Rademacher. You can read more about Orchard View football on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Both of our game balls this week land in Beaverton, where the Beavers football team finished its first 9-0 regular season last week with a win over St. Charles. Trent Reed ran for two scores, passed for a third, and was perfect on extra point kicks, 7-for-7. And the girls volleyball team notched wins over Harrison and Gladwin to secure their grip on first place in the Jack Pine Conference with just 1 week remaining. Molly Giroux and Maddie Paul pace the Beaver attack. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
There's an old saying in football officiating that the most important line on the field is the goal line. This is certainly true when it comes to touchdowns, as the high school rule is just like that at the college and pro level, where all the ball has to do is break the plane for a score. One unique part of the goal line under high school rules deals with kicks. Whenever a kickoff or a punt breaks the plane of the goal line, it becomes a dead ball with an automatic touchback. Now, whenever the defense gets possession of the ball in the end zone, it can return a fumble or interception out of the end zone for advancement, except if it's on an extra point or any time in overtime.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. A shift in the calendar makes this an absolutely huge weekend of MHSAA tournament action, and with that, a big streaming weekend by the NFHS Network and Fox Sports Detroit. The Prep Zone returns to Fox Sports Detroit this week with three football playoff games each week that you can watch on the Fox Sports Detroit website, or you could stream the games on your smart TV or handheld device using Fox Sports Go. This week's games are White Lake Lakeland at Plymouth, Rochester Adams at Utica Eisenhower, and DeWitt at East Lansing. Coverage by the NFHS Network can be seen on the MHSAA TV website, with nearly two dozen games coming from participants in the school broadcast program. In addition, the network is providing bonus coverage of games pitting Brighton at Holt and Pinckney at Coldwater. Visit the MHSAA website for the complete schedule. Saturday belongs to the boys' soccer finals, with two games at noon and a pair of games at 3 p.m. from Novi and Comstock Park High Schools, where you can watch on MHSAA.tv or listen at MHSAANetwork.com. And there will be over 2,000 pair of running feet rounding turn four and heading for the finish line on Saturday at the Lower Peninsula Boys and Girls Cross Country Finals at Michigan International Speedway. Coverage begins on MHSAA-TV at 9:15 a.m. A one-month subscription to MHSAA-TV is $10.99, and buying a pass this week will get you dozens of live football and volleyball playoff games the rest of this month, plus a Super Saturday of championships in swimming, volleyball, and 16 football semifinal games. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.